A dormitory housekeeper in Knoxville, Tennessee. A Kentucky Fried Chicken drive-through man in Corbin, Kentucky. Racetrack workers in Lexington, Kentucky. And actors in Xenia, Ohio. These are the low-wage workers NPR's Noah Adams has met on his travels up Interstate 75 from Tennessee to Michigan. His final report is from Detroit. It's the story of a long bus ride home in the city where the car is king.
At 15 minutes past 6 o'clock in the evening, Mars Mata is leaning against the bus stop sign pole. She got off work at 6, and it's been a struggle just to get here, almost running across four fast lanes of traffic. She's 50 years old, with rheumatoid arthritis, heavy on her feet, tired.
I travel with an arsenal of bus schedules, and now I have a cell phone. If it's during the hours that I can complain, you bet I'm on that phone. I don't care if it's extra minutes or what.
Rain is threatening. There's no shelter, no bench. If Mata owned a car, she could leave her customer service job at Comcast in a Detroit suburb and be home near downtown in 45 minutes. But this is a new job. She's been on unemployment, food stamps, borrowed money for some training, can't yet afford a car.
6:38 and still no bus. If this bus comes at 7, I should get downtown with any luck at 8 o'clock or just in time to miss the 8 o'clock Michigan bus.
Detroit has no subway, no light rail system. The new jobs are in the suburbs, and most of the low-wage workforce remains downtown. The bus finally arrives. Mata climbs on and settles into a seat. Mars Mata was born in nearby Ann Arbor. She is Canadian Dominican in heritage, and because she's bilingual, was able to start at Comcast at $11 an hour.
You can really hear the roads. How awful they are.
From 7 until 8 o'clock, we ride along Van Dyke Avenue, heading downtown. Sometimes she reads, often she sleeps. She loves bluegrass and folk music, but doesn't have a way to play it.
My Walkman died about a year ago. That was my salvation.
The suburban buses run to a central point downtown to connect with the city buses. For many riders, there seems to be no coordination between the two systems. And they say buses show up late or not at all. Mata's apartment rent is just $270 a month. But even if she could move, she says she wouldn't be happy outside of town.
There are several communities that are very unkind to brown-skinned people, and I don't want to have to constantly keep one eye open.
We are downtown in time to catch the 8 o'clock city bus out Michigan Avenue, past the old Detroit Tigers Stadium, heading to the next stop.
A little bit up ahead, you'll see the beginning of Mexican Town, my barrio, where my people live.
She likes her neighborhood, but not the corner where the bus stop is.
This is a high area for prostitution and all kinds of stuff. Never a dull moment here.
Thank you.
Here, Mata has a bench to sit on, but no protection from the rain or the cold. Her street is fairly close by, but she can't walk that far. She sits and waits and watches for her last bus ride.
It makes me angry. It makes me anxious. I have to use the bathroom. I've been traveling for over 2 hours now. I'm getting old, for Christ's sake. I can't hold it like I used to, you know?
She could wait 45 minutes on this corner. Sometimes she takes solace from the moonrise.
I'd like to be able to have a social life. I'd like to have a boyfriend again. I'm working on myself.
At 8:39, Mata's third bus trip begins with an argument. She says the bus is filthy. The driver hears this, gets mad, and so does Mata.
This bus is not that dirty.
Okay, you disagree.
That's why they make Ford and Chevrolet.
Como sea, pero yo no estaba hablando contigo como yo te dije.
I'm gonna ring it or he won't let me off.
At 8:50, she leaves the bus and walks the half block to her apartment.
Home sweet home.
There are some nights, she says, when the trip takes longer, coming home close to 10 o'clock to be greeted by her two cats watching from the upstairs windows.
Hi, guys. That's Binky and that's Gato. I come up in the morning and I walk down that street and there's a bus stop right there and I wait for the 5:30 bus.
5:30 in the morning, you have to get up at what time to make that bus?
Get up at 4 a.m. I have to do my pain meds, wait for them to kick in so my body can start moving around, iron my clothes, shower, get my lunch ready and everything I didn't do the night before, and be out there by 5:30.
Mars Mata of Southwest Detroit. She's working lots of overtime this summer at Comcast, hoping someday to drive to work in her own car. Noah Adams, NPR News.
The series on low-wage workers along I-75 was produced by Ann Hawk and edited by Steve Drummond. You can see photographs from the trip at npr.org.